Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business. I'm going to talk to you today about love. Yes, we all love to be loved. But I'm going to talk about the love languages and how they relate to business, right? So the love languages, the five love languages, a guy called Gary Chapman, he invented this. He's a marriage counsellor, I think, actually, originally, and he wrote about the five love languages, and it's about the way that we like to give and receive love, yeah? And love can be like in a relationship with a friend, with family, whatever, in any way at all. Love doesn't mean like just with your partner. It means across the board, but it also applies to business. And I just wanted to kind of talk about it and help you, hopefully help you see maybe where there's a disconnect in your business because you're not delivering your business or serving your clients in your love language top way, right? And I also, it's quite funny because it's my birthday on Saturday and it is a big birthday, round number birthday. And the thing about, it made me think because the timing of talking about this with my birthday, I think is quite interesting because my birthday is like the ultimate definition of love language and kind of what matters to me and what doesn't. And I can see just as that as a shining example, but I can see how like my business and certainly my confidence to grow group program, how that also absolutely fits all of my love languages, right? It's really interesting. So the love languages, let me just tell you what they are. First of all, if you haven't done it, there is a quiz that you can do. I think it's, I'm not affiliated with this in any way, shape or form, right? It's just something that's very interesting. So it's the number five lovelanguages.com/quiz, I think. But it's really interesting to do. And my husband and I both did it a few years ago. And I can't remember the exact results because I can't find the email. And the printout that I've got is in a different room and I don't have it in front of me. So I'll just have to try and do it from memory. It gives you a score in terms of percentages. So the five love languages, they are acts of service. So this is people doing things for people or people doing things for you. Receiving gifts, which is pretty straightforward. Some people love receiving gifts or giving gifts. Quality time. This is about another person or people giving them your attention or them giving you their attention, spending time together. Words of affirmation. This is about saying nice things to people, nice positive things, and then to people. And then physical touch. So this is like being next to someone, touching someone, not like that, but the kind of physical presence with people. And yeah, it's quite interesting that my absolute top by a mile is quality time. So spending time with people is the people that I want to spend time with, which there are, no, not really. But quality time is so important to me. And I would absolutely rather do something with someone that I like than buy a gift, right? Gifts are this was 3%. I do remember the percentage of that is way down the bottom, right? So being bought stuff doesn't really do anything for me, which is, it's kind of really, it's interesting to know and understand that. And I guess this is why the kind of the birthday thing is relevant, because we're going away, maybe even on a flight now as you listen to this, but we're going away and the two of us will spend time together, quality time together, doing some nice stuff, and we will go out for a couple of nice meals, and it will all be about the time, and also elements of physical touch, right? Not in that way. Or well, maybe, who knows, it's just my birthday. But, you know, the kind of being close together, walking along the shoreline hand in hand, you know, that kind of stuff, right? But sitting together, being together. But there won't be any presents, as in presents to open, I doubt, because the gift is the holiday, is the time together, is that. So it's quite interesting how that kind of plays out. So the question that people always ask, right, and I'm going to bring this back to business in a minute, but the question that people always ask is, oh, what did you get? And it's like, well, nothing, but we went for this really nice Michelin starred meal and we went on holiday and we did. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of quite interesting. The physical gifts, they just don't really kind of mean much. And I can see, I mean, don't get me wrong, right? The beautiful gold bangle that I asked for and got last Christmas is so precious to me. But, you know, it's just like, don't buy me stuff. Just so you bought me stuff. It's just really pointless. To me, it's really pointless, but I know that for other people, it really, really matters. And I'm going to come back to that in business in a minute. But what is interesting in the kind of relationship dynamic, you know, acts of service for my husband is really high. He's a Enneagram 6, so, you know, maybe that he puts other people first. And it's like, well, that is great. You can do stuff for me. Love it. Thank you. You're happy. I'm happy. So it's kind of interesting to, if you are in a relationship, to, you know, if you both do the quiz and you're like, oh, I see why this works now, or ooh, see why this doesn't work. Yeah. Quite funny to see. But in business and the way that your business is set up, the way that you work with your clients will, or should be, really, should, no, so you should hesitate, but in order to make you the happiest, in order for it to be the most successful business it can be, right, then it needs to tick the right love language boxes. And I think this is kind of quite interesting here. So looking at acts of service, if that really matters to you, if you love doing things for other people, then perhaps you should offer, or you could offer, done for you services, right? If you get real pleasure and the way that you give and receive love is by doing things for other people, is that showing up in your business or is it not? And for me, acts of service is kind of mid-table, I would say. I like people to do stuff for me, but I don't much like doing things for other people. So I don't do, I've done for you. And I don't, it's not for me. It feels a bit empty, I guess, for me. So when I first started the business, I did a lot of training for people in business stuff and social media marketing stuff. And I also did a lot of consultancy. But what really grew my business back then and grew my team was we did social media management for companies. And blimey, in our heyday, we had something like 40 clients that we worked with. That's a lot of clients. And that's a lot of acts of service. It's a lot of doing stuff for other people. And it bored me to tears. Absolutely just bored me to tears, because it was, there was no connection in there for me. And at the time, I didn't know all this, right? I just, you know, I didn't. It's only in the last few years that, was it 4 years ago or something, my husband and I first did this love languages thing, maybe something like that, 4 or 5 years. And it's kind of only once you learn more about yourself and you learn more about yourself in life and in business that you can actually see, you can reflect back and see why something wasn't right for you and it didn't fit. So yeah, the things that I've always enjoyed in my business is I've always enjoyed training because I've enjoyed the interaction with people. I've always enjoyed one-to-one, you know, I've done a lot of one-to-one stuff. I enjoyed the conversations. I enjoyed the connection with people. And that's really, so now that's what's so important to me. So now in my business, that's what kind of leads, right? So acts of service in your business, if that is something that's important to you, is your business set up in order to be able to deliver that and in order to be able to nourish and nurture you in the way that you want to? Or are you like I was, where this is like, you know, kind of yes and no? I mean, you want to give good service. It's not about that, but it's about the kind of delivery mechanism, right? And so for me, the done-for-you stuff, which is the very definition of an act of service, no, I don't like it. It doesn't light me up at all. It's like, well, but where's our conversation? Where is the thing that we talk about? So quite interesting there. And then receiving gifts. Like I say, mine's pretty low, but it still exists. Only 3%, but it, that's still something. And I know that other people like it. And I don't like the forced buying of gifts or the forced gift. You know, it's your birthday, so I must buy you something. It's like, no, let's do something nice together instead. To me, that's what I would rather do. However, I think surprising and delighting clients is very important. Right. And I know that for some people, receiving gifts is important, is one of their love languages. And I did an episode about surprise and delight, maybe about 10 episodes ago or something. So go back and listen to that. And particularly when people buy your services or refer your services or, you know, that something like that, then do you surprise and delight them? Do you gift them something? And I just think that's such a lovely thing to do. I can probably count on one hand, less than that, quite frankly, how many high ticket programs I have joined and no welcome gift has been sent. And it's such a tiny thing, but it's stuff like that matters, you know, because it's attention to detail and it's just like, yeah, do you know what? You're welcome here. You're welcome here because I've sent you this thing. And that's a love language. That's affirming that you've made a great decision. I'm going to look after you. Do you understand what I mean? And I think that's really important. And I joined a very high-end program some months ago. Nada. And it's like, but people in a lower value program, they all got hoodies. And it's like, I don't want a hoodie, right? But it's like, hang on a minute. Why were we not valued in the same level? And it makes you kind of question stuff about what's going on. So within your business, could you implement something like this, right? I recommended, somebody I've known for a long time, and he set up his own business doing social media management and TikTok shops. Yeah, that is right. TikTok shop. I don't know anything about TikTok. It's not for me. But anyway, he's done this and he's very successful. And he, somebody asked me if I still did social media management. It's like, no, man, I haven't done that for nearly 10 years, but I know a man who can. So I put them in touch and they ended up working with each other. And it was just a lovely thing for me to be able to do, right? It made me very happy. Act of service made me very happy to be able to do that. But he sent me this really cool hamper of stuff. Just, I can't remember now, some tea bags and like some biscuits and stuff. And it was just really lovely and I wasn't expecting it. And that's when receiving gifts, this surprise and delight, can really make your clients feel valued and just touched and like they matter. Yeah, everybody who joins my program, my Confidence to Grow program, they get a little welcome pack of stuff. And it makes me feel good to send it. And they like receiving it, right? Why wouldn't you? So it just is a little something for minimal cost that can speak to somebody else's love language. Yeah? and give them this kind of confidence in you. So quality time is the next one. This is my biggest by a long way, right? And what I've realized in my business is that what I love is I love talking to people. I love being able to see the change in them, what a difference it's made. I love being able to see the load lightening. I love being able to support them and help them and think on the spot and be challenged and, you know, all that stuff. I really like that, but I love the connection with people. And so over the years, I've had huge elements of this in my business, like with training and with consultancy and one-to-ones and stuff that I've done, one-to-one coaching that I've done. And so I have set up my Confidence to Grow program, which is all about quality time. It's all about talking to people in a very small group setting. But sometimes there's two or three of us having the conversation. Sometimes there's five or six of us. But it's all about that time. And I give a lot of time to this program. So there's two calls a week that people can come on Zoom calls. And there's a WhatsApp group that is always open. So there is lots of time. And that nourishes me because I love to know they're okay. I love to hear what's going on. I love to know what the challenges are so I can support them through that. I love to know what the wins are. You know, that supports. And also I can invest the time and I really like doing that. So it's quite interesting how I, without kind of consciously thinking, I need to have quality time with people in my business, that because that's my top love language, it's how the business has evolved to this. And by having a group program, small group program by design, having a group program, I'm able to have quality time with more people. And that's great. And that's lovely. And some of the people that I like spending time with, you know, we'll go for lunch, like a long lunch, and we'll talk about everything that matters to us. And it's that time together, right, that just is so, so important. So might not be one of the things that matters to you, but if it is that in your business? Or don't you not have enough time with people? Because if, you know, if quality time matters, a passive income business ain't never going to work. It's not going to satisfy you. And so if I created a £27 downloadable thing, course, whatever, something, and people just bought it, it would never tick the boxes for me because there isn't enough time and interaction there. And it's only now with reflection that I can see why I kind of stopped doing some things and why I changed things and tweaked things. And I like to invest time and energy in people. You know, that investment for me gives me I'm able to make the impact that I want to. So yeah, see how it all kind of starts to fall into place. It's really, yeah. Words of affirmation is number four. Words of affirmation is the kind of how you speak to people or how people speak to you in terms of making you feel good about yourself, making you feel loved, right? Making you feel supported, making you feel nourished and nurtured. And I know, I don't know if I do it consciously, maybe I do, not consciously as in, oh, I must remember to say something nice to my clients, my Confidence to Grow members, not like that. But I do it because I know that it is nice for people to say nice things about you in a constructive way. It's not like, oh yeah, you're all awesome. You know, I mean, you know, that is great. Well done on that. Now let's talk about this bit that's challenging you, you know? And I've had various testimonials from people over the years to say that celebrating the small things and encouraging language, encouraging words has really motivated them. So I am obviously conscious, I'm obviously aware that other people like to receive this. And I mean, I do too, right? I like it when someone says, yeah, you did a really good job. And I'm like, yeah, me, I'm so good. And which is why a little trend that's going around at the moment, people are getting ChatGPT to roast their content. Oh my God, no. And I've read some of the stuff and I know it's all fun and all that, but I'm like, I don't need that. I don't want that negative language. I don't need that at all. I don't need, even like as a game, the AI to tell me why my Instagram content, you know, roast my Instagram content. It's like, I don't need that, because that negative stuff, you know, I, as a neurodivergent person, I have a subline of negative language quite a lot of the time. And, you know, I don't need to hear that. I don't need to read that from something else, because then I can make those words become true. I would much rather get ChatGPT to tell me why I'm fabulous. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes. So how the language that you use to your clients is very important. If words of affirmation is their love language or one of their top love languages, how do you talk to them? What language do you use to them? Do you encourage them? Do you tell them that they've done a fab job? Yeah. Well, it depends on the nature of your business, right? But, you know, being nice to people and saying encouraging things, I don't think is really ever a bad thing. And if that's one of your top love languages, what space are you in order to get that back from you? Where do you get that encouragement? You know, it's one of the reasons that some of the people in my Confidence to Grow program are in there is so that they can talk through things and have someone say, brilliant job on that bit. Let's look at this bit. Oh my God, you did that. Wow, well, let's celebrate that. You know, that kind of picking those bits out. And that's sometimes all people need to move forward with their business, but you need to be in a space to do it, right? So do you need to find a space where you can do that? And then physical touch. I'm not mad keen on that with people I don't know. So I, you know, my husband, yeah, massively, you know, we hold hands all the time and we sit really close to each other on the sofa and, you know, all that stuff. We're in each other's presence a lot. And that's very important to me. However, with other people, if I choose to physically spend quality time with you, I would love a hug, right? On arrival, that and departure, that is really important. And kind of sitting in close proximity or walking next to you or something, that's important. But it's not something that I guess I crave, because I really like Zoom meetings. I really like being able to run my business over Zoom, because yeah, I don't know, I like being in a room with people, so I like going to events, but it isn't one that's as important to me. Quality time and physical touch kind of don't go hand in hand. excuse the pun there, but they don't go hand in hand for me. So I know that I don't have to physically be in a room with people in order to get incredible results with them, for them. Yeah, I know that. So yeah, understanding this within your business is going to make your business better. And it's going to make you happier in your business, and it's going to make you therefore more successful in your business. And I think that's what's so important. All of this really that I've talked about, you know, the five love languages is Gary Chapman's like thing, but all of these model, I guess that's the word, all of these things are different ways that we can run our business and different elements that we can have in our business. And some you will prefer to others. So the ones that you prefer are the ones that you should lead with in your business. And you will attract people who also like the things that, you know, their love language is similar to yours. And you can learn as you go through this, and you can implement perhaps other things that aren't top of your list. Like for me, the receiving gifts, like I say, a surprise like, oh, thank you. I mean, that's lovely, right? But the kind of gifts for the sake of gifts, no. But other people might like that kind of surprise and delight kind of thing. So even if it's not necessarily your top of your list, it can be top of other people's lists. So we have to think about adaptations and nice things that we can do for other people to make them feel welcome and to make them feel supported. And it's often not about money, any of this, right? It's about time. It's about being kind. It's about saying nice things. It's about being physically in a space with people, and it's about being thoughtful. And all of those are things that I think we should take pride in having in our business. And they're part of our values, right? They're absolutely part of our core values, and your values will be in a different, your love language, your values will be in a different order to mine. But I think we can all agree that they are all important in their own way. So how in your business can you add more of the one that is top of your list and adjust the ones that aren't top of your list? So I say, for me, acts of service in my business, done for you. Nope. Didn't light me up. Not interested. Boring. But quality time, yes, that's when I really come alive. That's when I can really help people. So play to your strengths. And also, it's your business. So run it in the way that suits you and the way that you want to. Why would you do anything other than that? Today's been really, really interesting to talk about this stuff, really. And I hope it's been useful for you. And I hope it's been food for thought in the way that you can perhaps make changes in your business. And also, you maybe help you see where there's a disconnect in what you're doing and what you want. And it all, as ever, it all comes out, down to your vision and what you want from your life and what you want from your business, right? But if your business is not speaking your love language, it's never going to be easy to grow it. And it's never going to be really all that much fun. So, and we want fun and we want ease. So there you go. What is your business love language? Let me know. Let me know. And if you do the quiz, like I said, I'm not affiliated with it at all. It's just kind of something that's quite interesting. If you do it, let me know what results you get and let me know what surprises there are in there. Definitely. That would be great. So Instagram at Libby Langley, LinkedIn, search for Libby Langley, or email me, whatever. You'll find me anywhere on social media if you look for Libby Langley. So yeah, great. Thanks for joining me today on episode 96. Oh God, and I forgot what I opened with, but yeah, oh, my birthday. Yeah, oh my goodness, mate, 2 days' time. Well, if you listen to this on release day. Anyway, so think of me, think of me and send me some words of affirmation, please, for my big round number birthday. I've completely forgotten about that as I was talking, but there you go. So, right, okay, I'm off to deny that that's happening. And I will see you again next week. Lots of love. When I'm a year older, whoa, a decade older. Oh my God. But yeah, words of affirmation, send them to me, please. And also birthday gifts is fine, you know, really, as long as they're not just like random shit, but well thought out, then that'd be super. Right, lots of love. I'll see you next week for episode 97. The 100's coming closer. See you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.